Melanie Rubin for Parenting Aces. We're waiting for the boys' 18s quarterfinals to take the court. And with us this morning we have...
Sam Paul, University of North Carolina.
Good morning, Sam. Thank you for joining us. What would you like parents to know about the recruiting process?
I think one thing, I think they should start early, you know, and start identifying the schools that they have an interest in and certainly have an interest in for their son or daughter academically. I think where they're going to be 10 to 15 years from now and see if that's a good match for the student athlete. And then secondly, try to find a good match, you know, for them competitively with the coach and that the philosophy of the coach and the program matches their needs as a player.
What do you wish parents would do or what do you wish parents wouldn't do?
I think certainly being assertive, you know, with the I think a lot of times parents think that they cannot contact the college coach unless they have contacted them. But being assertive with that coach, even if they haven't, you know, a lot of times coaches are so busy recruiting, raising money, and doing everything, and being assertive and going to visit that school early, you know, and contacting the coach and just, and also I think a lot of times local kids or kids within the area are always welcome to watch us practice and watch our program and watch us train. I think that could be really helpful for them and they get to know the program a lot better. So probably just that they would get a little bit more information up front instead of waiting just for that one weekend if they're going to come in for a special visit and really get to know the program before they come.
Now that's great. Great advice. What are you looking for when you come to a tournament like KZU?
Well, obviously, you know, they've got the best players in the country, you know, so you're looking for players that obviously had a lot of success, you know, by their rankings or by the players that they've beaten before they've been here. And also, too, those players that you think are going to, progress into the men's game and be successful college players from their athletic ability, how hard they compete, you know, on the court. You know, you'll find out a lot actually in the back draw to see which players really want to work and keep working and the ones that we think are going to progress and be better players as they move forward.
Now, I'm sure you come here with a list of players that you're looking at. How often does it happen where maybe somebody that hasn't even been on your radar, all of a sudden something sparks you?
I think it happens every year. I think, you know, obviously, you know, you have your wish list once you come here, but, you know, even like today, you know, as the tournament's getting down to the end of the tournament, I think every day that you go and watch and you see this player and watch that player, because there's so many players in the tournament, right? I mean, we're looking at 16s and the 18s, too, and... what is it, 256 draw for both? So every day is a day to learn more and more about each player. So to, you know, like today, I've learned a lot this morning. So it's been great.
Have you had a situation where you are interested in a player, but maybe there's something about a parent or something a parent does or doesn't do that may turn you off to wanting that player on your team?
Sure, we'll do our homework, I think, on every player. You know, we'll try to find out as much as we can about that player as far as his sportsmanship is concerned and how he handles himself on and off the court. You know, how is he, you know, academically? That's one of the first questions, you know, is this going to be a good fit for our school academically? And is he, you know, going to be able to handle the academic load at the University of North Carolina? And, and again, the history of that player and the history of the parents. You know, sometimes parents can be a little bit over-involved and that could be a potential problem. Doesn't happen a lot, but... we're trying to get as much information about the players we possibly can.
And finally, what is your favorite thing about this tournament?
Well, it's just amazing. I think the tradition, you know, I've been coming here for 30 years now. And so to look back and how much the game has changed in 30 years and obviously the quality of the play and how hard these kids compete. You know, really, overall, I think in this tournament, the sportsmanship has improved a lot in the last 30 years. But, you know, you're seeing our nation's best, the best of the best. And, you know, as you're here and then you're going forward, you know, which one of these players out of this tournament is going to come on and go on to be a world champion? It's really exciting to be here.
Sam, thank you so much for your time and go enjoy the matches.
Okay, thank you.